Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to our Thursday episode. Now, usually Emma and I would be reading your correspondence and secrets, but whilst we're getting our home set up and ready, we thought we'd share a little snippet from our first ever Instagram Live. Yes, you heard right, Instagram Live. It was so much fun chatting with all of you, catching up with Emma, reading all the comments. It was so interactive. And if you missed it, have no fear, because it is saved on the Secret Mum Pod Instagram. So you can watch it back at your earliest convenience and watch it as many times as you want. Because to be honest, it was the best Instagram Live ever. Now let's get into the live.
You're all right.
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm trying to think about what's happened since I last saw you.
Oh, you went raving the other day. Emma fully went raving to a balloon festival.
It wasn't a festival, it was a museum.
Sorry, museum. My children were in London, kept seeing the adverts, and they were like, Emma was here, and I was like, yeah. And they were like, let's go to the rave.
Yeah.
Let's go to the festival. I was like, yeah, let's do it.
It was more like ravey than I thought it was going to be. And just a fucking exhausting day out, to be honest with you, because Joseph was a bit scared and overwhelmed by it all, so I carried him around the whole museum by myself, 8 months pregnant. I was shattered.
You took it so well. Like, I from the Instagram stories would have never thought that you were even remotely pregnant in any way, the way you were grooving.
Oh, honestly though, like, I haven't managed to work out for weeks, and then I have a day like that and I think, who needs to go to the gym? I'm carrying a toddler up and downstairs for 2 hours.
That was so funny. It was the fact that he was just perched on your belly, like, you know, one of them things that you wear around your tummy and you clip it in and they sit on them. That was your belly.
He's like he's a rubber ring permanently attached to me.
Someone just said it's so odd hearing Emma swear. She's a right potty mouth.
Well, I'm absolute filth, me. Do you even listen to the podcast?
Hello. I feel like, let's hope. I know. I literally had, Sophie, I had such anxiety about, because obviously I say baby's name to you, don't I? Because Emma knows baby's name. So I say his name, but obviously, don't know his name.
You nearly said it on your Instagram story yesterday.
So scary not to say it.
It must be so hard.
But yeah, so you had the museum this week.
Yeah, balloon museum. Have I spoken to you since we went to London Zoo for Joseph's birthday?
No, I haven't spoken to you about Joseph's birthday.
Oh, it was really cute.
Was it?
He kind of understood that it was his birthday this time, which was nice. He keeps saying, I'm two. And he started learning the happy birthday song. So it was nice. We went to London Zoo because obviously he loves animals.
Horse.
He was very contrary on the day. Like, he would ask for ages to see something. Also, it was pissing down all day, so we were just like dashing between things, like trying not to get too wet. So we would like trek over to see something. He'd be like, giraffes. We got over to see the giraffes. He's like, how about a crocodile? We're like, okay, don't think there's any crocodiles here, but how about a monkey? He's like, yeah, monkey. Go over and see the monkey. He's like, how about a lion?
Get there quick.
Spent the whole day just, you know, not meeting his needs.
Did you see any animals?
We saw some animals were hiding because it was raining, but we saw a fair few, and yeah, I think he had a nice time.
Yes,
yeah, it was good.
I love that he knows. How is he doing? Because we keep talking about this, but I don't know if it's ever on the episode. We keep talking about the fact of Joseph's whole dealing with the baby.
Yeah, he's still not really, like, it's so funny because he doesn't really talk about it to us. Like, he doesn't.
Joseph is a mood.
He is a whole vibe.
I was making him laugh in the bath.
You really were. Do you know why? It's because you were singing his favourite song. If anyone two ladies started singing Old MacDonald with him at the checkout in Tesco yesterday. It made my day.
I bet he was just like, go on, girls.
He's like, that's my jam. Had a what? Had a cow.
Say it again for me now. Sing along.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Like, he's not really acknowledging the baby to us, but they keep saying at nursery, he's like dead excited. And his nursery teacher came over to babysit him the other day. And she said, like,
in your house?
The house. Yeah, yeah.
What?
I know, they're amazing. They're just, you know, they're like second parents. And she said he was like pointing out the Moses basket and saying, like, that's where the baby's going to sleep, and saying that he was excited. I was like, what the hell? He doesn't say any of that to me and Stefan. He's being very, very coy.
Oh.
Someone's just messaged saying, have I been to Folly Farm? I have. Ooh. Yes, in Wales. It's near where Stefan's parents live. And we went last year on like the hottest day of the year. So we're going to go and try again now that he's a little bit older next summer. But yeah.
Longleat. Love it.
Longleat Safari. Well, as you know, we're going to Longleat very near my due date. So.
And I told her to go into the monkey aquarium. The monkey aquarium? That's a funny, crazy aquarium. The monkey... Like, you get to go in and the monkey jump all over the car.
I actually think he would shit himself, but...
I shit myself, to be honest. I'm like, don't take the fucking aerial. We need that. We need the fucking aerial. I don't know if we've taken Dottie, but we've taken Colby around
what
it.
What do you think?
He fucking hated it. To be fair, Colby didn't really like anything growing up. Colby and Joseph are literally cut from the same cloth. They are so incredibly alike.
They're both sensitive, aren't they?
Mm,
and it's like, if it's not on his terms, forget it.
No.
You know?
It was always on Colby's terms.
Yeah.
It was never
anything he doesn't want to do. We've got loads of people messaging us from America.
Are you reading? It's like Chester Zoo. I've been to Chester Zoo. That's a good. Maybe we should do zoo tours.
Yes.
Maybe we should just tour all the zoos in all the world.
Yes.
Don't know how I feel about like an Australia zoo. That's quite a far way to go.
Maybe all the zoos in the UK. Let's start small.
You start
small.
Start small and build up.
Listen, Linda.
Yeah.
You had a baby shower.
What the fuck?
We haven't even spoken. We haven't seen each other since then.
When I tell you, me and Emma generally don't talk. We're generally not allowed. And plus, we don't talk so that when we see each other, we've got so much to talk about. Even though I talk shitloads on my Instagram story, it's good because Emma actually gets really bored and she's fed up with watching them. She's like, fuck this. I'll just wait till Monday and see her.
You've got you blocked.
I've actually got you hidden on my story, so you got no idea. Oh, yeah, my mum and my sister threw me a surprise baby. Well, I say me, Chris and the babies, a surprise baby shower.
Oh, cute. And you had no idea?
No, I thought we were going for dinner. Well, I knew we were going out, but I thought we were going for a meal. So I bought myself a dress because my sister said, wear a nice dress. So I was like, I'll try my best. And then turn up, yeah, and it was a surprise baby shower.
How amazing.
So stunning. We had games and all sorts. I've never had a baby shower. There's a video. So I was having a very dilemma state, and I tried very hard to stay as calm as I possibly could, and let's just say I wasn't calm in the slightest. So I said to my sister, like, I said, I can't wear the tights with the dress because they're cutting off the circulation. I'm really struggling to breathe. So my sister, God bless her heart, texted me and said, why didn't you just show me? So instead of me showing her what the dress looked like without the tights, I sent her a 5-minute, 31-second video of me tanning my legs.
Right. I saw like the fallout from this, but I didn't see the build up. So I just went onto Instagram one day and you basically tanning your bum cheeks.
In a unitard. Yeah. Yes. Yes, I was. And that will forever be etched into your memory. That was basically me tanning myself that my sister, a video that I sent to my sister that she never asked me for. She just wanted to see what the dress looked like with no tights on. But instead, I sent her a 5-minute, 31-second video of me tanning my inner cellulited, pasty, pale.
No, let me stop you there. Your skin looks amazing. You've got no stretch marks, no cellulite.
I have got cellulite.
Yeah, fantastic.
You are just, you're being a friend. You got a friend in me.
It was so fun doing my first ever Instagram live. So thank you so much for all getting involved. It was lovely to see all your comments coming in and answer your questions live as they came in. So thank you so much for watching. And don't forget, you can listen and watch the whole thing on our Instagram page at Secret Mum Pod. And we should be set up at home soon. So watch out for the next episode. And we'll catch you next time on the
Secret Mum Club.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.